Hello.
Hey, Grandma, it's Brad. I need you to help me leave a voicemail message on my machine.
Who's this?
It's your grandson. Can you just say, like, you know...
Wait a minute, you mean it's Paul?
Yeah, can you say, this is PLA Radio, nobody's here? Leave a message?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Could you just say, this is PLA Radio and nobody's here right now?
Why do I have to say that?
For my voicemail.
For what purpose?
So your voice will be on it, too, because I love
you. Well, why?
Because I love you.
I don't hear from you in, what, 4 or 5 years, and you're calling me now... And ask me to do something because you love me?
Of course.
Then why haven't I heard from you all these years?
Just leave a message. Just say PLA.
No, I won't.
Come on, please, Grandma. Why not?
I said no. I don't know what it's for, and I don't want to get involved.
You're so mean.
I know I'm mean, but you ask things that you really shouldn't be asking. You were expecting people to do things for you, but you don't want to turn around and return the favor.
I'll do you a favor if you do me this one.
No.
Come on, let's rekindle our relationship.
Cactus.
You blowing smoke up my ass, buddy? What's going on here?
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping on my balls.
Cactus.
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 At 12 o'clock midnight, fuck you!
Cactus.
This cocksucker.
How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
Howdy, everyone. This is RBCP, and you're listening to the Snowplow Show for July 6th, 2017. Today's show is brought to you by CNC Wizard. Thanks, CNC Wizard, for supporting the show on the Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. That's where you can support the show and get extra shows and get high-quality feeds instead of the stupid hobo feed that you get from phonelosers.org. And thanks to the new people supporting, such as Jasper. Not Jasper Flax, but a different Jasper. Jasper is no longer the only Jasper around here, but also John L. and Gordo and Ring and Michael... and Jaren and Anthony and Ross. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show, which makes more shows happen. Hey, you know the PLA coins? The ones that you can order at phonelosers.org/coins? Well, we're not going to talk about those today. Instead, we're going to talk about the coins that CLOWNSEC has made. As I'm sure all of you remember, Don Fickles from CLOWNSEC, he's the one that designed the PLA coin this year, and apparently that has motivated him to make his own coins for CLOWNSEC. And he started a Kickstarter for this. And here's the thing about CLOWNSEC. I've always been a little unclear about exactly what CLOWNSEC is. But the first paragraph in this Kickstarter, it kind of explains it better than I've seen before. And I'm just going to read this so you guys know what the hell CLOWNSEC is. The CLOWNSEC Clown Army is the natural evolution of activists, street artists, hackers, freaks, geeks, magicians, pranksters. He's just throwing every group possible in here. He just wants to cover as much ground as possible. Culture jammers, urban explorers, dweebs, dickheads, they all adore him. Oh, sorry. And various other freedom fighters who show their appreciation for humor in an otherwise dreary world. So, you know, weirdos, basically. A bunch of fucking weirdos, like me. So now I have kind of a basic understanding of what CLOWNSEC is, and everyone should go to this Kickstarter and support the Kickstarter. It doesn't look like he's going to need our support because he's up to $460 already of his $666 goal. He's just trying to come up with enough money to cover the cost of the coins, and it looks like he's going to make that. He's got, like, you know, 28 days left still. But just in case he doesn't, you should definitely go to this Kickstarter page. I'm going to link to it in the show notes. And I remember Don Fickles messaged me a special URL. Oh yeah, here it is. It says kickstarter.clownsec.com. Go to that and it'll take you straight to the Kickstarter for the coins. And it's going to be the same size as the PLA coin. So if you think the two PLA coins that have come out in 2014 and 2017 are awesome, wouldn't you like to have a third one that doesn't really have anything to do with PLA, but kind of does? I've signed up for it. I'm getting two coins for the $20 level. And I think you should too. Kickstarter.clownsec.com. Not clownsex.com. You don't want to go there. I've made that mistake. Don't do that. But just go to the show notes on phonelosers.com for this show. And hopefully I will remember to put a link in there for CLOWNSEC's Kickstarter. For the CLOWNSEC Kickstarter. I can't say clown sex Kickstarter, then it's like clown sex. And you don't want to go there. Anyway, I think that's enough announcements for today. Let's get started on the show.
This is the Snowplow Show, brought to you by the Phone Losers of America. So grab yourself a Four Loko, crack it open, sit back, and enjoy.
Quit calling me a hobo!
Looks like I have a time-sensitive request here, but this guy's full of crap. This isn't time-sensitive. He doesn't want me to use his name. He says to just credit the last hooker I used. But unfortunately, I can't remember his name, so we'll just credit this one to CNC Wizard, since he's the sponsor of today's show. Thank you, CNC Wizard, for sending these numbers in. And do you mind? I'm trying to do a show over here. Damn fire trucks and police cars and stuff. Always interrupting my shows, making me shut my window. Anyway, though, this guy, CNC Wizard, he gives me the apartment building. This is a Tenants from Hell call he wants me to do. But it's the opposite. He gave me the list of residents that live in an apartment building. Although I probably should go ahead and call his apartment complex. You know, may as well. He says, I think it would be funny to pick a name and troll the apartment complex. They just built a dog park that looks horrible and is right next to the playset for children. Everyone hates it, but maintenance and the office think it's the greatest thing to have children playing next to dogs. I don't like children, so I don't give a fuck anyway. And he gives me the names of the people that work in the office and stuff. And I don't know, let's call the apartment first. We'll just do like a Tenants from Hell thing. I don't know what to say, really. Maybe I should pull up my list.
The number is not answering.
Oh, shit. That's weird. It just went straight to the error message.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Thank you for choosing Apartments. This is Darlene.
Hey, Darlene. I'm a tenant here, and I just have some questions.
Okay. How can we help you?
Well, I've converted one of the rooms into a steam room, and I've been doing that for a while now, but all the heat and the moisture and stuff from all of the steam that I'm producing, it's kind of causing the drywall and the ceiling and everything to kind of sag, and everything's getting moldy. Is there any way you could come in and replace the drywall?
I'm going to have to have maintenance help you with that, since this is a leasing end.
Mm-hmm.
Karen is the service coordinator, and then the manager is Steve. I can give you the direct number to speak with Karen. Unfortunately, I can't transfer you from this line.
Oh, sure. I'll talk to Karen.
Do you have a pen?
No, I don't. I have a pencil, though.
Oh.
Is that?
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
The number is...
I'm ready. And what do you generally do when a tenant turns one of the bedrooms into a steam room and the walls start sagging?
I've never heard that.
I mean,
never come across that. It's just hard because in the leasing office, we handle, lots of resident relations, but maintenance is basically a separate department, so we don't field a lot of maintenance calls.
Okay. But is he heavily invested in the property? He's not going to get mad at me, is he? Or no, I guess I'm calling, who am I calling? Karen or something?
Yeah, so Karen is the service coordinator, and you can call and speak with her. The service manager is Steve. He is off this week. He won't be back in until Monday.
Oh, I'll just need
but
his
Karen
personal cell
then.
Karen should
help orient you in the right direction.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, alrighty, thank
but
you.
But I didn't get her number yet, did I?
Yep. You got it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just really, really high today.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you feel better.
Oh, no, I'm fine. I feel awesome. I feel amazing. I'm just having a hard time concentrating and writing down numbers and stuff.
Okay. Well, yeah, Karen is going to be in the office all day until 5:30, so she'll be able to help you out.
Okay. All right. And what's your name?
My name's Darlene.
Oh, hey, Darlene.
Who is this?
My name is Steve Dave. Anyway, I'm going to talk to Karen. Fuck yeah.
Okay. All righty.
I'm going to give her a fucking call. It's going to be amazing.
Okay. All righty.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let me give Karen a call before Darlene warns her. This is an idea from Mr. Krabs, by the way. It's in my Tenants from Hell list. Tell them you converted the apartment into a steam room. Oh, man, and Karen's not going to pick up.
Hi, you've reached the apartment's maintenance line. For maintenance emergencies, including no heat in winter and electrical failure unrelated to a power outage, if you have a flood that may cause damage, no working toilets, if it's the weekend and you have a refrigerator failure, or if you're locked out during business hours, we want to know about it right away. So please press 1. There will be a $25 lockout charge. To reach the leasing office, please hang up and dial 6. At the sound of the tone, please tell us the problem you are experiencing. Leave your name, apartment number, and...
I filled up my toilet with sand. So I thought I wasn't getting maintenance. I thought I was getting the service coordinator. But this isn't the emergency maintenance number. That's a different phone number, it looks like.
Hi, you've reached...
And Karen, she isn't picking up. So I'm just going to have to call the apartment building back, I guess. Or I mean, I guess I can try the emergency maintenance number. They should be able to help me. Tell him I'm stuck in the elevator, like Carlito does.
Hi.
Okay, I'm gonna try emergency maintenance first, even though she said he's off for the week. I don't know how the maintenance guy can take off for a week. They gotta have a maintenance guy, don't they?
The Google subscriber you have called is not available. Please leave a message after the tone.
Now it's a Google subscriber, but it rang like 5 times. Oh wait, no, it always does that. You guys are always bitching about that to me on the PLA voicemail line. 5 rings, see? It happens to everyone, it's not just me. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna call back the main number, I guess, and talk to Darlene again. She just gave me a bunch of bullshit numbers to shut me up and get rid of me.
Hello, please press 5 to connect your call.
What? Okay.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Why did I have to do that? Where did that come from? It's like the phone company switch? All the switching equipment was busy, so they were just making me do it manually. That has to be what it was. That makes sense.
Thank you for calling apartments. Professionally managed by...
Oh, well, okay. Darlene's not going to pick up. I was going to tell her the ceiling fell out of my steam room. Anyway, I have a big list here of people that live in this apartment building. I'm supposed to call them and do something. CNC Wizard didn't give me any ideas or anything. Oh, and he said the reason this is time-sensitive is because some of them might be leaving. What kind of bullshit is that, CNC Wizard? They might be leaving. Oh yeah, he did give me an idea in here about the dog park next to the playset for children. Let's yell at someone about getting the two confused. And this list, I don't know, it has like maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 people. But the last few people, I can't really see them. Like, the text gets kind of blurry. This is just a list that was sitting out on someone's desk, and he snapped a picture of it. And he apologized. He said, this is the best picture I can get. I'm not sure I believe him, but it's good enough. I can call at least the first half of the list.
Hello?
Hello, Michael?
Yes.
Hey there. This is, I'm calling from the apartments.
Yeah.
And I was just calling, you know that new dog park we put out there?
Yeah.
And the playground, it's like right next door?
The slide, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know the difference between the two, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because we've gotten reports that you've been taking your dog out there to and letting him poop on the slide.
No.
I don't know, because, you know, we do have security camera footage. Are you sure you just don't want to come clean?
It was... That me, so I don't know what you're talking about. So
well, I don't know. Several people have complained about you and saying that you keep letting your dog poop on the slide, and they can't even let their kids play out there anymore because you keep doing that.
I don't know who you are, and
this
I don't know what you're talking about.
This is Steve Dave from the office. I'm just letting you know you need to clean up your act. You're out of here. From the office, from the apartment building.
You're not making any sense.
No, you're not making any sense. Letting your dog poop on the slide? Like, who does that? He hung up. He has no respect for anyone. I'm calling him right back.
If you want to talk to me, you need to call after hours.
Well, hey, listen, just stop doing it, okay? You don't have to pretend you didn't do it. Just stop. Just cut it out.
Whoever you are.
What?
Well, I don't know what you're even talking about.
I'm talking about your dog pooping on the slide. It's not cool.
You're not even talking to the right person.
I am too, Michael.
That.
Just stop doing it, okay? Stop acting like an animal.
Who are you?
My name is Steve Dave. I work here in the office. I don't see what your problem is. I'm not the one on trial here. You just need to stop letting your dog poop on the slide. It's not cool, okay? You don't have to deny it. Just stop doing it. What was that about? What was all that clicking? Was that him, like, angrily hitting the hang-up button? You know how they say you can't really angrily hang up a phone anymore? I think Michael figured out how to do it. I think that's what he was doing right there. He was just banging on the red button because he's angry that he got caught by the apartment. Next, we have someone named Darlene. Oh, wait a minute. Is this going to end up being the Darlene that I just talked to? Or is that just a coincidence? Because that's not that common of a name, is it? And it would make sense that she lived there if she works there, I guess. By the way, he gave me, the personality traits of each person that works there. And next to Darlene, he says that she is a super cunt who was a huge bitch when we moved in. I definitely hate her, and I hope you get to fuck with her. She flipped out on me one day, and then I went to Holly, and Holly made her apologize, and when she did, she blamed taking ibuprofen as the reason she was acting erratically and unprofessional. Yes, ibuprofen. You know, ibuprofen, that's basically a hallucinogenic. You gotta be careful with that stuff, it'll make you crazy. So, I don't know, I'm kind of afraid to call Darlene, or this Darlene. Here, let's try and call the office one more time. And see if she'll pick up this time.
Thank you for calling. For quality of service, this call may be recorded.
Thank you for choosing Apartments. This is Darlene.
Hey, Darlene. I called earlier about my a problem in my steam room.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. None of those people answered. And actually, while I was trying to make these calls, the ceiling has completely fallen out of my steam room, and it landed on me while I was in here.
Okay. What
naked.
Is your address?
My address? It's
uh-huh.
What would it be?
For I can yep. put an emergency service request. They will need.
Well, no, I wouldn't say it's an emergency or anything. I can fix it. I'm the one that built the steam room in here to begin with. I think this time though, I'm not going to use drywall. I'm going to use wood like they do in real steam rooms. Like I'm just going to cover the walls in really thick wood.
You said your address is again?
Yeah, and I'm going to cover it with Thompson's water seal so it doesn't get all moldy this time. Because, oh my gosh, this is like black mold.
Okay, but you said your address was again? Repeat your address?
27. That's Michael lives there, but, you know, I live here too. I sleep on the couch.
Right. I will get a hold of Karen for you, though.
Okay. And it's a two-bedroom, right?
Without specifically looking it up.
Oh, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine. It's all right. Don't okay. Don't worry your pretty little head about it, Darlene. Honey baby.
Okay. I will give Karen a call.
Okay. Well, she didn't answer for me. I think she knows what my number is and she's avoiding me. But here's the thing, like that drywall, it fell out of the ceiling, you know, like it fell down and, mm-hmm. and now I can see up into the apartment upstairs. And I don't know.
Well, I will make sure she's aware of that. Okay. So I will call her right now for you.
Yeah. The drywall fell down and they're just up there looking at me like with the shocked look on their face, like you see in movies sometimes when the floor falls
through. I need to definitely call her right now
Why aren't you doing it? Why aren't you doing it then? It seems like you could have done it by now.
Because I have to hang up.
You don't have two phone lines and an office? Oh, my gosh.
I'm the only one here right now,
sir. Oh, my
gosh.
Yeah, but you have two lines. You can make two different phone calls. You can put me on three-way. Oh, my gosh.
It's not how our phones work. I'm sorry. They're internet phones.
Oh, yeah. The internet doesn't have two lines. Look, you're being a real super cunt, Darlene, and I don't appreciate it.
Okay, well, if you're going to swear at me, I'm going to have to hang up, okay?
Well, you still have to call Karen.
Absolutely, sir.
Because, you know, like, you still have to do your job. You can't just, like, not do it now. Just because I... There you go, CNC Wizard, who totally submitted this for me. I hope you're happy that I desperately threw in the word super cunt a few times just to make her mad at me, and it didn't work. She just kept her cool, and... So, okay, like, this next one is Darlene, and... I don't know, am I just going to reach her cell phone? Like, wouldn't that freak her out? And should I still call from the apartment's phone number? Because I was calling some of those other people from the apartment building. Like, wouldn't she think that's weird if she picked up her cell phone and the apartment was calling her? Well, anyway, I'm calling her now. Maybe I will recognize her voice. and I'll know which way to go with this.
You have reached the voicemail box of 6.
Darlene is not picking up. I called her 3 times, so I guess we'll never know, but I am holding on to this list after, you know, I'm getting quite a few people here that aren't picking up, so I will come back to these, call them later. Oh, and you know how I was asking her how many bedrooms that was? Like, they have these codes here next to each apartment number, and the title on these codes, you know, up at the top of the page says floor plan, and floor plans are like 1H10, 2W15, 2A20, 2W15, 1H10, 1H10, there's a bunch of those, 2W15, 2A20-R, 3D20, and I don't understand exactly what these mean. I'm assuming the first number is the number of bedrooms, because they all start with a 1 or a 2, so that would make sense. The last two numbers, I'm guessing, indicates maybe the size of the bedrooms, perhaps, because it's all either 10, 15, or 20, but what does the letter mean? There's an H, a W, an A, and a D. What could H, W, A, and D mean? Maybe the W's have washers and the D's have dryers? The H's have hallways included? But then what does A stand for? I guess we'll just never know. Next one lives in a 1-bedroom with a hallway, but the bedrooms are only 10 square feet. That sucks.
Hello?
Hey, Joseph?
Yes.
Hi, Joseph. This is Steve Dave from the apartment.
Oh, hey, how's it going, Steve?
Hey, not too bad. Hey, you know that new dog park thing we did?
Yes.
Can you stop, like, teasing the dogs? Like, when you walk
teasing
by?
Like what I'm confused on what you're trying to tell me here.
Oh, well, you know, everyone's just complaining about you. They're saying every time you walk by the dog park, you're just always teasing them and making faces and just, like... Like jumping at them, like making jumping motions, like you're gonna like kick them or whatever. I know it's all in good fun. I did the same thing when I was a youngin', but people are complaining.
I'm a little confused here because I've never walked by the dog park.
Oh no, let you walk
are you
by
sure
at all.
You got the right.
Yeah, definitely you, Joseph, over in apartment 02. It was okay when you were just walking by the park and like, you know, fucking with the kids that were out there, but come on, now there's dogs and stuff, and...
Wait, who is this?
My name is Steve Dave, I'm in the office.
Okay, yeah, I'm not really sure what you're talking about.
Well, I'm talking about, like, every time you walk by the dog park, you're always...
Yeah,
I
don't walk by the dog park.
Oh, no, you do all the time, like, several times a week, I get complaints about you... We have security camera footage. Yeah, we know it's you, because we have the security cameras out there.
Oh, sure, yeah, I bet. I'd like to see that footage.
And we watched someone walk straight from your apartment to the dog park and start...
Oh,
like,
did you?
Yep, it was definitely you, or somebody from your apartment.
Okay, well, I don't know what you're talking about, so...
Okay, I don't see why you're giving me such an, like a, giving me such an attitude like a, about it.
Oh, it seems like a prank call.
Oh, no, it's definitely not a prank call. You need to cut it the fuck out and stop acting like a child in our complex here.
Okay, do you want to meet today, maybe?
Yeah, you say this
to my face?
Come on into the office, and we'll talk about this.
Okay.
We might give you write you up.
You can show me the footage, too?
Give you a Oh, yeah. I guess we could do that. I'll show you some stills. I'll print them out. We don't let let pieces of shit, you know, in the back room to look at the computer, but we'll definitely print out some photos for you so you can see that it's you.
Okay, what was your name again?
My name is Steve.
What?
Dave.
What's your last name?
Daze.
Can you spell that for me?
THJT, and I'm in the office all day. Just come in anytime you want, and
okay.
You know, just stop being such an asshole when you're out there, okay? You know, other people live here too. It's not all about you.
Okay, sir, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me because I've never done that before.
Well, I don't appreciate you lunging at the dogs and making faces at them and, like, growling at them and barking at them.
Yeah, because that seems like something some normal person would do.
It's not. That's what I'm saying. You need to cut it out. It's not normal. The entire complex...
Is there somebody else I can talk to right now on the phone?
The complex does not revolve around you. Darlene's here, but she says she doesn't like you, so she won't talk.
Okay. Can I talk to Charlene?
You don't want to talk to her because she just had ibuprofen. She's a little crazy right now.
That's fine. Can I talk to somebody else?
No, look, you don't have to act like you're the one being wronged here. Just stop growling at the fucking dogs, okay?
Okay, I don't growl at the dogs.
Well, can you just, like, you don't have to deny it or anything. Just stop doing it, okay? You're not in any trouble. This is just a friendly call and asking you to stop being an asshole.
Yeah, it's just a friendly call when you're calling me a fucking idiot and shit like that on the phone.
And an asshole. You're being an asshole and an idiot.
Right.
And we're allowed to say that if you're doing it.
That's a friendly call.
Well, it's pretty friendly. You know, we could be writing you up.
Okay, so this is Steve, and your last name is Fat?
Dave. D-A-V-E.
Steve Dave, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
All right, well, yeah, I'll be in later.
You got a problem with my name, motherfucker?
No, I don't have a problem with your name.
Okay, the way you said it seemed a little condescending. I mean, come on, look at your last name. You don't need to make fun of mine.
I don't even believe this. This is a joke.
You're a joke. Like, what are you, like a grown man? You're going around barking at dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, yeah, so you admit it. I'm going to write this down. You just admitted that you are the one doing it.
Okay, well, you already have video proof, don't you?
I do, yep. I'm typing it into the computer right now.
Okay, great. I can't wait to see those later.
Okay, well, we'll see you in here later, I guess.
Okay, see you in a bit.
All right, have a nice day, fuckface. Okay, so we're officially halfway down the list. There are 4 people left, but only 2 of them I can clearly see their phone numbers. The other ones are going to take some work trying to decipher them.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Well, this guy, he won't pick up. He keeps hitting the fuck you button. Like, sometimes it'll ring 4 times, sometimes 0, sometimes 2, and he just refuses to pick up. And unfortunately, I think this is the last guy I can call. The rest of the people on the list, it's kind of hard to read. It gets kind of blurry after this point. So we're going to have to give up on this one for now, but
call has been forwarded.
I'm going to come back to it maybe in a day or two and call these at different times of the day, maybe. So, I don't know. Let's call some more apartments, I guess. I'm pretty sure I have another list in here, I think, from Apocalypse, which I never got all the way through because people weren't picking up. Here it is, apartments for RBCP. And it looks like there's quite a few here. They never picked up. Like, there's a giant list here of numbers that did not pick up. Every single one of these is marked as not picking up. These were sent to me back in May from Apocalypse, and I called most of the list, but these first few are apartments that have trees in front of the windows, because Apocalypse, he wanted me to do some specific tree-related phone calls, but they never picked up.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Hi there. I'm a tenant.
Sorry?
I'm a tenant. Did I not reach the apartment? I thought I was calling the apartment building. I must have got a wrong number. I'm sorry.
No, I'm a landlord. Who are you looking? What apartment units are you looking for?
Oh, well, I'm in the apartments.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, okay. I was cutting down this big tree out in front of my apartment, and it fell on our roof, and, you know, we have those sheet metal roofs, so it caused, you know, it really messed up the roof when it fell onto the apartments.
You're a tenant, and you were cutting down one of my trees?
Yeah, well, it was just a tree in front of the window. It wasn't a big deal. But I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see through my telescope because the tree was in the way. And I was trying to make it fall the other way, but instead it fell on the apartment.
Okay, and who is this?
My name is Steve Dave.
Steve
Dave? Yep. I'm over in apartment 19. You know the really big tree out in front?
Yeah,
it's like when I try to look through my telescope, it's totally in the way, especially in the summertime when it's got all the leaves on it.
Right.
So
Steve Bates in apartment 19. Are you sure you're in with the green sheet metal roofs?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just, my name wouldn't actually be on the lease, though. That would be Gary.
Okay. Can I meet you and find the unit in 10 minutes?
No, I'm kind of busy today. I'm doing this, it's a tournament. It's this game called Rocket League, and I'm way up there in the ranks now, and I can't miss my tournament. So I'm going to be pretty busy for the next 3 hours on this video game. I'm just saying, like, you know, the tree fell down, and I don't know. I can plant a, I can go buy some seeds and plant some seeds where it was, and it'll grow. It'll come back.
The guy on the lease is Gary?
Well, I don't know if he's on the lease. He's just who I pay my rent to. And I pay him, I don't pay him in cash. So I don't know if he's, I don't know. I didn't look at any paperwork. I just kind of live here.
And you're in unit 19.
Yeah, we all are. Yep. Like originally,
are you there now?
Yeah, but I'm busy right now. Originally, I was one of the Airbnb customers here, but I worked out really well, so I just kind of stayed, and I'm just paying rent now.
Okay.
Where are you at? I can hear your blinker.
Yeah, I'm driving towards the apartments right now.
Oh, what are you going to do there?
I'm trying to furnish an apartment and do some work around it.
Oh, I see. Okay. Hey, are we allowed to use the dumpster for anything since it's ours?
Yeah, that's where all your trash goes.
Okay. I wasn't sure if we were allowed to throw sand in there.
No, it's household trash only.
Okay.
Couches and that kind of stuff just can't go in there.
Oh, no, I said sand. You know, like sand, like dirt sand.
Oh.
Normally I just flush it down straight down the toilet, but I was putting in the dumpster, but it's kind of a long walk.
I would not flush sand down the toilet.
Oh, well, we got to put it somewhere, you know?
Why do you have sand in your apartment?
It's like a beach atmosphere. But we're trying to we're trying to get rid of it because the cat kept pooping in it. It was gross.
Yeah, I don't know that you have the right phone number for me.
What do you mean? I reached you.
Yeah.
I mean, I did think it was weird you didn't answer, like, with the business name. You just kind of sat there and didn't say anything.
Oh, I was on hold with another company and I got stuck.
Oh, yeah. It's still weird. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, what address are you at?
Apartment 19 on Street. Are you there yet?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, you're probably noticing that the tree is still there. Right?
Do you see me? I'm in a big red truck.
I'm playing Rocket League. I can't look out the window right now. I'm busy. But you know the tree?
The big oak tree?
Yeah, do you see it?
Yeah.
And it hasn't fallen down yet. But here's the thing. I'm talking about... Are you familiar with time travel?
Well, but I think you might have the wrong apartment because I'm in front of Unit 19.
Yeah, okay,
and
there's
no tree that's been cut down.
No, it hasn't been cut down yet, of course. It's just, it from my perspective, it happened already. It happened earlier this morning, but I've been involved in some time travel experiments, and it's kind of messed up, you know, the whole linear timeline thing. It's hard to keep track of I don't know, you guys. I didn't know where to go with that. He was there. He saw that the tree hadn't fallen down. I didn't think about what I would say if they went out and checked. So, when in doubt, of course, you know, just go to time travel. That explains everything.
Thank you for choosing Terrace. Our office hours are from 8 a.m. until noon.
What?
If you have reached this message, we're not available to answer your
call. What the hell, noon? Why would they leave at noon? That's weird. That was another tree apartment, and this is the last one.
Hello, this is John.
Oh, hey, John?
Yeah?
This is Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton.
Lieutenant who?
Lieutenant Tuck Pendleton. I'm a tenant. I'm a tenant.
Okay.
Over here at the apartment 106.
Six.
Yep, and the one over on Avenue. Hey, you know that tree that used to be in front of the window? The one that was leaning a little bit?
106.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Just forget about all that. I'm on Avenue, though.
Okay, yep. Yeah?
Yeah, you know that tree in front of the upstairs window? It's kind of blocking it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Now I'm kind of trying to orient myself here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I chopped that down this morning, and I thought it would fall away from the building, but instead it just kind of crashed into my window.
Crashed into your window?
Well, no, into apartment 107's window, the backside of apartment 107. And they're trying to say it's my fault.
Now, let me see, you cut down which tree now?
It was blocking the upstairs window a little bit, and it's the one that was kind of leaning a little bit, so I thought it would be fine. I thought the leaning would make it fall the other way. But, it was blocking my view of the road and also my telescope. Like, in the summers, I can barely see anything from my telescope because of that tree. So I got rid of it, and it worked. Now it's in front of apartment 107's window.
I still don't know which apartment you're talking about here.
Apartment... I'm in 106.
Village apartments?
Yeah, yep.
106.
Yep, I was just, I used one of those saws those reciprocating saws, you know, to cut down the tree. It took a while. I started on it last night.
Uh-huh, just and kinda... it fell into 107.
Yep, it fell over that way.
Okay, but that's a completely different building.
Well, maybe I'm wrong about 107. I can't really see that clearly from... I mean, I can see really well from the window now, but I can't see the apartment number from here.
Okay, I'm looking at 106 and 107. I don't know.
You know the lady that gets undressed in front of her window a lot at night?
Are you one of Jeff's tenants?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I'm John. I'm in a completely different complex.
Oh, wait, I'm at 106 Avenue.
No, that's not my apartment complex.
Oh, well, it's got your phone number on it. Well, are you relieved that it's not your apartment? Because, I mean...
yeah, but I'm trying to figure out where this address.
That would make you kind of
mad. I got apartments on 204.
Yeah. Well, how'd I get your number? Because, I mean, Apocalypse gave me your number and said it was yours.
Who gave you my number?
His name's Apocalypse. He's one of my astronomy buddies. And we play Rocket League together.
I don't even know who that is.
Well, I thought you might know him.
I'm glad it wasn't my buildings, because I do have a 106 and a 107, which is a big pine tree in front of it, but looking at it, and it's still here, so...
Since you're glad, that kind of makes you an asshole, saying that you're happy that it's Jeff's.
I don't think it's Jeff, because that's not his address either.
Ah, shit. Okay, well, just fuck it, you know? Fuck it. I'll let them figure it out, whoever owns this place. I just sleep on the couch.
Your address is Avenue.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, yeah, because he's on Oak Street. His apartment.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I just don't care. As long as I can see through my telescope and through my binoculars, I'm happy.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the tree's away from the window. That's all that matters.
So you don't even know who your landlord is?
Problem solved. Well, I just sleep on the couch. This is Greg's apartment. He's an artist. You ever seen that movie Pacific Heights?
You're a different complex, so I don't know who...
Hey, as a landlord, are you a fan of the movie Pacific Heights?
Never heard of it.
Oh, you should watch it. It's got Michael Keaton. He's an insane tenant. And he tricks the landlord into moving into the apartment, and then he breeds roaches, and it makes a lot of noise, and pulls out all the kitchen fixtures and stuff. It's hilarious.
You know, that 101 East, that address does not even exist.
Ah, fucking Apocalypse. I'm kicking him out of Astronomy Club.
It doesn't even exist. The streets.
Apocalypse.
So, like I say, I have no idea where you're at or what address you're at. Or
if I ever see Apocalypse again, I'm going to punch him in the face.
Okay.
Be like,
well, I hope you're not at Jeff's cutting his trees down because he's going to be pissed.
Yeah, but you know what? He kind of deserves it.
Well, no, you ask the landlord before you cut anything. You don't own anything on the outside of a building.
Well, hey, don't tell me what to do. It's not your building. It's Jeff's.
Well, hey, we're both landlords, and I'm just telling you, you don't cut anything on that. You're renting the inside of the building, not the outside.
Ah, whatever. Whatever. It's nature. Nobody owns nature. It was a tree.
Hey, yes, we're paying property taxes on our land. You're not.
Yeah, well... He's welcome for getting rid of that. It was a nuisance. It was in front of the window.
Well, you ask for permission first. You don't start cutting somebody else's stuff down.
Hey, listen, fuck you.
Hey, I could come over and kick your ass if I knew where you're at.
Yeah, well, it's too bad that I don't exist, according to you.
Yeah, hey. Well, your address is phony you gave me.
It's not
phony. Everything phony you gave me, so I don't know where in the hell you are.
Your fucking face is phony. Wow, he's like the angriest one on today's show, and he doesn't even own the place. That's Jeff's place. Here, let's call him right back. I want to see if he wants to hang out tonight and watch Pacific Heights.
Yeah.
Hey, do you want to hang out tonight with, like, me and you and Jeff could get together and watch Pacific Heights?
No, but it's like I said, if you cut his trees, man...
Just forget about the trees. Just shut up about the trees.
No,
I'm talking about...
You shut your own fucking mouth. Unless you're a real big dude, I can kick your ass... Upside down the other, buddy.
Oh, I'm fucking huge. I'll kick your ass.
Yeah, so you're probably a fat son of a bitch sitting on your ass watching television.
I don't watch television. I play Rocket League. I play video games. That's real shit.
Oh, yeah, you're a real winner there, aren't you, buddy?
Yeah, me and Apocalypse, we have our own league. Oh, my gosh. I don't want to hang out with this guy now. This guy's kind of a dick. It'd be like hanging out with Napoleon in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. That's what that guy would be like. He'd be like stealing my ice cream and modifying his bowling scores. And I'm never letting this guy come over to watch Pacific Heights with me. Like, ever.
Apartments, this is Kim on that top line.
Hi there. I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Okay.
I was just wondering, like, so in my steam room, it seems like the drywall, it's starting to sag. There's a lot of mold, I guess, from all the moisture over the past year. So do you have some sort of a spray that'll make the mold go away, like some kind of aerosol?
If you just wipe it down with water and Clorox.
Oh, is there a better thing I can use as steam instead of these rock things that just get really hot and make the whole room smoky?
Instead of what?
I've got these rocks. We heat them up to about 1,500 degrees here in the steam room. And it makes the whole room just filled with steam. You know, we converted one of the bedrooms into a steam room. But, yeah, it's making the drywall, like, sag and bend and stuff. And, like, one pan... What?
You shouldn't be converting a room into a steam room.
Well, no, normally it's awesome. It's just over time, it's the drywall has started to sag a little bit. And
It would do that if you're making a room into a steam room.
Yeah, do you think we should just take the drywall down and maybe put boards up instead and seal them up with water sealer?
No.
Oh, well, I mean, I think we got to do something. The drywall is all bending.
Well, what tenant am I speaking with?
My name is Steve Dave.
Steve Day?
Uh-huh, yep.
What apartment number are you in?
Apartment 5. And one of the drywall panels that fell out of the ceiling... So we can actually see up into the apartment up above, apartment 7.
Well, you can't be making a room into a steam room.
Well, you should have told me that, like, you know, 8 months ago, I guess.
Well, we'll come in and check it, but you can't be making a room into a steam room.
I don't really want you guys coming in, though. You don't need to come in. It's just...
If you've ruined the sheetrock and that from
oh we didn't ruin
lava
it
rocks
no we didn't ruin it it's just like one of the panels fell out of the ceiling and like right now I'm looking up and I can see the ceiling of the apartment upstairs
we need to come look at it
because the drywall fell out
we need to come look at.
But we're not getting rid of our steam room. I mean, would it be better if we had an electrical-powered steam room instead of,
no,
you know, all
that
this
is
charcoal
you cannot,
stuff?
You cannot do that.
So it has to be the charcoal stuff that we just burn at 1,500 degrees?
Absolutely not. You cannot do that.
Well, we can. We've been doing it for like 8 months. It's really healthy. Well, it's good for you. It's healthy.
Well, you cannot do that in these apartments.
We can also keep our weed in here and it like dries it out.
No.
No, it does. I'm telling you, it does. We've been doing this for like 8 months. It works amazing.
Well, if you want to lose your apartment, then that's...
Well, it's not my apartment. It's Greg's. But I don't know. I think it's fine. You guys don't have to come in. I'll just put up I'll put up real wood instead.
No, you won't do anything with it.
Can I throw all this drywall into the dumpster? Ma'am?
So who am I speaking with?
My name is Steve Dave.
You're the head of the household?
Well, if you want my opinion, I'd say Greg's the head of the household. He's an artist. He does, like, sculptures and stuff and helps us rip out kitchen fixtures and cabinets and stuff. Like, he's the real meat of the, of you know, carpentry. I call him Jesus.
Okay. And it's Greg who?
I think so. But I don't know how to spell it. It's like Korean or something. Like, you'd think it'd be H... W-H-O, but it's like H-U, I think, or H-U-I. He's one of those foreigners. Ma'am? Hello?
And you're in number 5.
Correct. Which is actually a two-story apartment now, because I can see up into apartment 7. They had to put up, like, barricades. Like, they put a couch around where the drywall fell out so that their kids don't fall into the steam room.
And who else is in there with you?
It's just me today. Everyone else is at work.
Who's everybody?
Just, you know, the people who live here. None of your business. Don't be so nosy.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to be such a super cunt about it.
Well, if there's a problem, we need to come look at it.
Oh, there's no problem, really. I just thought you might have, like, a aerosol spray or something for the mold to go away.
Well, I don't think that your name, I'm not sure, belongs in that apartment.
Well, no, I wouldn't be on the lease. I'm not allowed to rent apartments in Utah anymore.
And what's your name?
Not since the incident. My name is Steve Dave. So I just rent from friends and stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
But I don't know why you're giving me such an attitude about it. I just...
I'm not.
Trying to see if you had any spray for mold.
Okay. Well, I'm with someone, so I have to go now.
Who are you with?
I can't reveal that information.
Well, what do they want? What do they want?
Okay.
Just put me on speaker. I love speaker. Well, balls. She doesn't care enough. I don't think we're going to top that guy that yelled at me. It wasn't even his place. And then he wouldn't hang out with me. Watch an awesome movie from the 90s. The steam room idea, that was from Mr. Krabs. Thanks, Mr. Krabs, for that idea. He probably suggested that years ago. Doesn't even remember saying it. But I'm telling you, Mr. Krabs, that was your idea. I wouldn't make that up. I wouldn't make it up. I'm a Christian.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Apartments. This is Rosie speaking. How may I help you?
Hey, Rosie. I'm a tenant. This is Steve Dave, and I just wondered, like, I've covered, like, the entire surface of all of the floors in my apartment with water beds, but, you know, just the mattress part, not the bed part, so I think it's okay. But do you have anything for tenants to use that so when you put furniture on top of the water beds on the floor, it won't poke holes in them? Because, like, the legs of my dresser kind of poke into it and keep making it leak and stuff.
So you need...
I don't know what I need. I don't know what it would be called. I just was hoping, I don't know, maybe I should suspend the furniture from the ceiling by hooks. That's all I can think of.
Huh.
Because I've covered the entire surface of all of the floors in the entire apartment with water beds. So it's like we're Jesus. It's like we're walking on water all the time.
Oh.
It's pretty cool.
So you're just... Okay.
But you know, like, we have all the water beds down there all over the floors, but then we have furniture. You know, we have, like, a couch and a TV and beds and dressers and the refrigerator. And all of that stuff's kind of heavy on water beds, it turns out. And it keeps making it spring leaks.
Yeah, I don't think we would have anything for that. I can double check, but just give me one moment.
Okay, yeah. Suggest to him, like, just as an idea, should we just suspend all of the furniture from the ceiling by hooks? Maybe ask him that.
Okay, what apartment are you in again?
Oh, which one? Let's see. 106.
What building?
Building B.
Okay, give me one moment.
Okay. I think I answered everything correctly.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, are you in the apartment right now?
Yes, uh-huh, yep.
Okay, Margaret's going to actually go down and take a look at it right now.
Oh, well, I can't have anyone in right now. I don't even have pants on.
Okay, give me one moment.
Did you ask her about hanging things?
Yeah, just...
Who'd you say, Margaret?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so she said she'll be there, like, in 5 minutes.
Okay, well, hey, can you ask her? So we've covered all of the ceilings with mirrors, and do you have a drill bit that'll drill through mirrors for us to put hooks up?
You said you're in B106 and right?
Yep, uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, she said she'll answer all your questions when she gets there.
Okay, but look, I'm in the middle of a Rocket League tournament right now, and I can't just get up and leave. I'm in the middle of a match. I can't just leave. My teammates will kill me. I'm playing online.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just tell her I'm playing video games right now. Maybe tomorrow or something. I mean, tell her it's Thursday, for Christ's sake. Tell her, just say it just like that.
Okay.
I wish she wasn't muting me. Are you muting me, ma'am? Rosie?
Okay, she said she's still coming. She'll be there in a minute.
Well, tell her I'm not answering, and the door's not going to open because there's a waterbed in front of it.
Here. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, Rosie.
Hi, this is Lynn. What was your name?
Oh, what happened to Margaret?
Margaret's here. You weren't talking to Margaret. You were talking to Rosie.
I know I was. I know. But she said Margaret was going to come and look.
Are you in B106?
Yep, that's me. But here's the thing. I'm in the middle of...
Hold on just a sec. I'm just a little bit confused because Maria lives in B106.
Yeah, she's one of my roommates.
Oh, she's one of your roommates? Oh, I guess we haven't met. How long have you been living in the unit?
Long enough, you know. Long enough to convert one of the bedrooms into a steam room. But that's
steam room. Cool.
That's not why I was calling, though. It's mostly about the
water beds.
Yeah, on the floor.
Yeah. Well, you know, that sounds like a cool thing. Water beds everywhere. I didn't even know anybody had water beds anymore.
Well, we do. They're on the floor. We don't have the bed frames, though. It's just the water beds.
Oh,
on
you
the
don't
floor.
Have the frames? Yeah, the reason you don't want to do that, especially without the frames, is because you'll pop those, and then you'll be responsible for the water damage.
Okay, well, you don't need to talk to me like I'm a fucking idiot. Okay,
Steve, you know Lynn. What? If you put water beds down and they're just in the bags and you don't have a frame, you know, it'll pop.
Well, you don't know anything about how water beds work because you think people don't even have them anymore. And that's the reason why
I
was calling. Hey, shut up. Shut up. Hey, shut up. That's the reason I was calling to see if we could hang the furniture from the ceiling. So who's the stupid one now?
Is Maria in?
No, she's at work. She works in the daytime.
Alrighty. Maybe what I need to do is call the police, because you sound like you're high.
I'm not high. I've never used drugs in my entire life.
Well, then I don't know why you would say you were going to hang a waterbed from the ceiling.
I did not say I was going to... That's stupid. I said we're going to hang the dressers from the ceiling and stuff, because they were poking the waterbeds too hard.
What was your name?
Steve Dave.
Steve Days?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of like,
I don't have any of your data here in the office, Steve, and usually when we have a situation where someone's living in the unit, we have their data in the office.
Well,
Why don't you step down to the office and give us your data so we have that on file,
and then when you call,
we won't be confused.
I'm not allowed to rent in the state of Utah ever since the incident, so I can't be in the computer.
Oh, you're not allowed to rent in the state of Utah since
Correct.
The incident?
Yeah, I like how you're repeating everything. Just put me on speaker if you want everyone to hear.
I don't need everybody to hear.
Well, then why do you repeat everything?
Why
are you repeating everything?
It's okay to be a roommate if you can't rent. Why
can't
you rent in the state of Utah?
It's none of your business. Stay out of my personal life.
Honestly, it is my business because if you said you're living in a unit that I'm overseeing, it's my business.
Did you say
you make it my business when you live somewhere that you're not on the lease?
Hey, shut up. Did you say your name is Steve Lynn?
So if you're not on, and you know what? I'd prefer you didn't tell me to shut up.
Well, you're talking a lot.
And two, you're talking to a landlord where apparently you think you have the right to live, which you
don't.
Yeah,
but you won't shut up. Just shut the fuck up. Did you say your name is
Steve? Tell you what. I'm going to call Maria, and then she can let you know that you can't stay in the apartment door.
No,
and you can talk to him about why you think it's okay to talk to me like this when you're living in an apartment that's not yours.
Well,
hey,
listen,
we call that trespassing.
Oh, no, it's not, because Maria said I could be here. And you don't know anything.
Well, obviously, then, like I said, I'll visit with Maria. I'll give her a call at work.
No. She said she doesn't want you calling. She said she's sick of your bullshit.
That's not my problem. That will be Maria's, because in order to stay in the unit, she has to comply with the rules. And one of the rules is she can't sublease the unit.
She's not subleasing. There's no money being exchanged. I pay her completely in drugs, so it's fine.
I'll give Maria a call.
Good.
Have a great day.
Call her up, even though she doesn't want to talk to you. She told me she doesn't like you.
This is Kamala.
Hi, Kamala. I'm a tenant here.
Okay.
And I have a question.
Sure.
I was just wondering if we covered the entire surface of the floor with waterbed mattresses. Do you know a way that we could keep our furniture from, like, poking on top of them and you know, causing leaks? Because we're having a real problem with that.
What unit are you in?
What unit? It's apartment 1488.
Okay. There shouldn't be any water-filled furniture to begin with.
Well, it's not furniture. We don't have the waterbed, you know, frames or anything. It's just the mattresses. And they cover all of the floor. It's like we're walking on water everywhere we go.
Okay, well, that's not allowed.
Yeah, we have it.
You're going to have to take those out.
Oh, no, I don't think that's in the rules. But like, we have all of our furniture. We have all of our furniture on top of the waterbeds, like the refrigerator and the TV. And shushing her made her hang up, apparently.
This is Kamala.
Hi there. We got disconnected somehow. I was just telling you about the refrigerator and stuff.
Yeah, you're obviously making a prank phone call, and I don't appreciate you wasting my time.
Why would you think this is a prank?
First of all, I know the resident who lives in 1488, and you are not him.
Well, maybe I'm his roommate. Maybe I just stay on the couch. You ever think of that?
Okay, you can come up to the office and talk to me, okay?
Well, no, I don't really want to. I was just asking a general question about waterbeds.
And I told you what the answer is. There's no water-filled furniture allowed.
It's not furniture.
In the lease.
It's not furniture, stupid. It's on the floor.
Hey, excuse me?
You heard me.
Okay, you need to stop wasting my time, please.
How am I wasting? I just had a question. You need to, like...
And I answered your question.
Learn how to do your job and maybe answer questions better.
I know how to do my job.
Well, not very well.
There's only one person who's authorized to live in that unit, and you're not him. So if you're staying there unauthorized, then we've got an even bigger problem.
I'm not living there. I'm just staying there. There's a difference.
No, there's no difference.
I'm on the couch. I don't even have my own bedroom.
Okay, you're an unauthorized occupant then.
No, I'm not. You're an idiot. You don't know how anything works around here.
Like, Actually, I do. I'm the assistant manager. I know how things work.
Oh, okay. Why aren't you the real manager? Because you're not good enough?
Excuse me? What is your name?
You're just stuck being the assistant for the rest of your life? Is that what it is?
What is your name?
My name is Steve Dave.
Your name is what?
Steve Dave.
Steve?
Steve Dave.
Okay.
Look,
what's your roommate's name?
I don't know what your problem is. I don't know why you're being such a super cunt. I was just trying to tell you about this one little problem.
Don't call this number again. Do not call this number again, and don't ever cuss at me again like that. Do you hear me?
What if I have a maintenance emergency?
Then you can come to the office. Do not call this number again.
I don't like going down there, because I have to put on pants and, you know. Wow, she got pretty pissed considering that she seemed to know it was a prank call. And I think that's where we're going to leave off on this list today. There's a couple more, but I'd rather just end with Camilla or whatever the hell her name was. Camilla, the assistant manager. She runs the place like she thinks she's the manager or something, making up rules, ordering people around. Who she thinks she is.
Hey, handsome. This is Steven Aspinwall.
Hey, Steven.
I was just wanting to see if you'd like to come over this evening and
okay.
We can lay down on our back in my grass and just roll around with each other for a bit.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Look up at the sky.
Why not?
Oh, wow, look at that. Then we get up, there will be dog shit in our hairs. Okay, I love you.
Okay.
Stupid.
You had me at laying down in the grass.
Hey, RBCP.
Hello.
What's going on, dude? It's Brash, but who really gives a fuck about that shit, man?
I sure don't.
Listen, I like to run with my stupid ear pod fud things in my head and listen to you make people angry across America. And I'm a hobo, so I can't, you know, I'm going to get fat unless you start annoying more people. Because I can't do this one show a week shit.
I'm sorry.
And lose this weight.
Sorry.
So help me out.
You know, I did two shows last week. I was a little bit late with it, but I did it. And it looks like I'm going to be late this week. It's Thursday, and I'm doing my first show, not counting the hobo-sode the other day.
And do more shit.
Okay.
Love you, stupid.
I'll try. Thanks. Is that the second person that's called me stupid now in a row in the voicemails? That's great.
Hey there, Brad. I was listening to old prank calls that you made, and I came across one that where you got into an older couple's kitchen camera.
Yep.
And I think the one woman's name was Irene.
That's her. I feel like I've heard this voicemail already, but maybe I just listened to it and didn't play it on a show.
And pretty much told them that you were watching them. And you, I was wondering how you found that type of thing and where we could find
it.
You left notes on the website, kind of a link where some stuff, I wasn't quite sure about that. But if you could tell us how to find that kind of stuff, that would be great.
Yeah.
Thanks, bye.
It's pretty much impossible. Don't even try. Like, I think Irene and her husband, they lived up in Canada. And, oh yeah, if you guys don't know what I'm talking about, it's like this old couple, they had a webcam in their kitchen, like a security camera. And a bunch of us in the PLA community would just watch it all the time. You know, we had all these cameras we were just watching, and we were trying to figure out where they lived and stuff so we could prank them and everything. And with Irene, you know, we have their IP addresses, so I just looked up who her cable company was. And I'm like, hey, cable company, tell me Irene's phone number. Or, I mean, tell me the phone number off of this IP address. And they did it. It was actually really easy with whichever company that was. I forget which one it was. But I don't even remember what I said to get them to do that. Probably just a bunch of nonsense or something. And I probably won't be doing those again, because it seems like a bad idea, especially for me.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
This is Ryan.
Hey,
I
Ryan.
Loved your call to Hop and Stack the other day on your last, I guess it was a couple of shows.
Yep.
Anyway, I was going to see, you should call this this other convenience store chain that's around Oklahoma. It's called Chisholm Corner. Call the one around
Chisholm?
Apache, the same town that you called a Hop and Stack in. The manager's name over there is
like Felicia. I'm going to remember that.
Or you can pick on Chauncey.
Yeah.
They're both bitches anyway.
Fucking Chauncey.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll get right on that.
Hey, Brad, it's Paul. I got a problem. I got a pop-up on my e-machine. Pop-up just came up while I was doing some research on Raisin.
Yep.
And, Raisin. It had this number to call. Told me to call Bob Dabalina.
Yeah,
Bob Dabalina Technical Services because my computer has been infected with the stop being a motherfucker virus.
Yep.
And
okay, pretty much at this point, I've read ahead on the transcription thing on Google Voicemail, and this goes on for another entire minute, and it's basically just the same stuff. I see a lot of references to Bob Dabalina, a lot of things about motherfucking viruses. So you see where that one's going. We don't have to play it all.
Hey, Brad.
Hello.
ignore my voicemail. I found the Cat Pet Radio.
Okay.
I found the link. Turns out your website does work.
Yep.
If you take the proud of you, Brad. Good job.
Thanks.
Just wondering, what happened to
somebody just drank too much Kool-Aid.
I was listening to one of my favorite Reply All podcasts, and with your episode, it made me miss her.
Aww.
Well, you should have her back on the show again, Brad.
Yeah, get right on that.
Because
having people on my show, that's just what I do.
Hey, Brad, it's me again from the sneezing voicemail. I just want to let you know, I was cut off because, you know, I was walking down a staircase while I was leaving that message, and I fell down 17 flights of stairs.
Oh, okay.
So, it wasn't a sneeze, but thank you, though. Love you, Brad.
Yeah, if you guys remember the show that me and Sunshine did, I thought the guy sneezed himself off the line, but nope, he was just falling down 17 flights of stairs. That's all.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
Hello.
First thing I want to say is it would really be nice if you changed your voicemail to something shorter.
I believe you've mentioned that.
You're thinking about what you want to say.
11 or 12 times.
Listen to all that.
13, 14 times, something like that.
30 seconds, blah, 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 unless you have incredibly, and nobody has incredibly fucking awesome things to say.
Yeah.
I have something to say about your last show anyway. That's the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
25
seconds in. Here we go.
Which is the I show. Published on June 16th of this year.
Yep.
And it's just all these people that, you know, you're like, oh, you're changing their number, and they're just like not going along with it and stuff.
It happens.
You need to start doing what Carlito does, and just like when you know the prank call is just going right straight downhill and it's just not going to work into anything, just say things like penis, vagina, pussy lips, clitoris. Like, just, you know, just start being vulgar with them.
Okay.
Like, you know, just get a rise out of them some way or another. Because it's really disappointing when they just let it go downhill.
I'm sorry.
And you're too polite. So start being vulgar, man.
Yep.
Anyways.
Penis.
Talk to you later.
Vagina.
Bye.
Pussy lips. Clitoris. I'm going to start doing that on voicemails that go on too long. That's what I'll do.
Hey, sugar tits. You should make a new show.
All right. Here you go. You're welcome.
Oh, hey there, Roy. It's Corbin guy person. Hey, yeah. You know, I was just thinking, because I've been listening to a lot of vernaculars and combing over archives and stuff. Hang up the phone or hang up. Well, in the age of cellular technology, we don't actually have a receiver by which to hang up the mouth and earpiece upon. I think we ought to just start saying disconnect.
Yeah, release the line. Someone else already brought this up. I'm supposed to say release the line.
Or
but like, is there a line? There's not really a line, is there? It's all wireless. It should be like release the megahertz.
In a couple
something.
Of calls, release the line.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's just start disconnecting. I like disconnecting. That sounds like fun. Hey, let's all disconnect this weekend. Okay.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Thanks,
have a good one.
Corbin guy.
Bye. Disconnecting.
Yep, everyone, when you finish your voicemail from now on, you need to say disconnecting. Make sure you do that. And I think hang up the phone still applies. I mean, it's just like when you say you dial a number. You're not really dialing a number. There's no dial on any phone. But we still say dialing the number. So hang up the phone. It applies. It's all right. I give everyone permission to go ahead and just keep saying hang up the phone.
Brad,
it's fine.
Bradley Carter.
Hello.
This is the Clown Town Radio from the Mixler broadcast.
Oh, yeah, that.
And you, sir, are under molest.
I know what that is.
I want to touch
Clown
your
Town
genitals,
Radio.
And I want to stroke them.
Right.
And I want to put other people on the phone that love them equally as much as I do.
This one goes on for about 3 minutes, like the entire length of the maximum length of a Google Voice message. And here, I'll just kind of skim over it and tell you the things that sound interesting. He says that we should just compliment the cactus with care. It's that big green prickly thing. Follow me on Make Flu Strains line. Bridgeport Taco Bell, how can I help you? Order the cactus chalupa with or without scooter stick. I prefer the fitness center. Yeah, okay. It goes on and on. And it ends with a bunch of laughter. I'm sure it was great, and we're all really missing out by not playing this voicemail. I apologize, everyone.
Hey, Brad. Love the show.
Thanks.
I'm sure it's going to be another 6 months or so before you get to this voicemail.
Nope.
But that's okay. Listen, I've Recently,
this voicemail was left 2 days ago. I'm doing pretty good on voicemails.
Difficulties here. I can't find the RSS feed in order to, like the 24/7 Stove Plus Show Radio Cacti Radio. If you can, you repost that for some of us, because I can't find a link to it on the website. Thanks, Brad.
You're welcome, but
bye-bye.
I don't really have an answer. Oh, yeah, sorry, I forgot to do that. And I don't know where that show is. Maybe it's on Carlito's feed over at madhouseradio.com, but it's probably on the torrent, which you can get at phonelosers.com/torrents. So just go there, download the torrent. You've got an extra 70 or so gigs to spare, right?
Hey there, listeners, this is Cisco Kid. All right, Brad, two words, robo-hobos. Make it happen. All you got to do is incorporate them, and you'll have 5-star shows from here on out.
Okay.
Not that you already do.
I'm going to do that.
A little shut up to sunshine.
In the transcript, it says a little shut up to sunshine. I don't appreciate you saying that to sunshine in the transcript, Cisco Kid.
Good job on the last show.
But no, he said shout out. It's okay.
Very good job on the last show. Really cool hearing you. You should be on more prank calls. But I did not appreciate you unplugging my mic. That was not cool.
Yeah, stupid
sunshine. All
right, sunshine.
That's all for now. Until next time, listeners.
Makes sense.
See you later. Go away.
So that is the end of today's show. I hope it didn't suck. And if it did, be sure to blame CNC Wizard. He's the sponsor of today's show. And he's totally the one that gave me those first apartment numbers. Thanks for those, CNC Wizard. And thank you, Apocalypse, for the other ones. That's a pretty good list. I've still got maybe, I don't know, 6 or 7 numbers left on that list. And one of them is a tree number, so I'm going to be coming back to that list eventually. Support the Snowplow Show by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. And make sure to get your currency updated for our new sovereign nation that PLA and ClownSec is creating together. Eventually, regular money, it's not going to be any good anymore. You're going to need PLA coins and ClownSec coins. So get your PLA coins at phonelosers.com/coins. And if you happen to have any leftover money, then maybe go to kickstarter.com and search for ClownSec. Or just go to kickstarter.clownsec.com. Or look in the show notes for a link. Everyone needs a ClownSec coin and a PLA coin. So hurry the fuck up and get your coins. I'm ending today's with a random song out of the music directory that I have not had access to for the past 8 months or so. For some reason, let's see what we've got in here. I'm scrolling through. Oh, here's a few by El Hombre. I've kind of forgot that he sent these in a while back. Let's see, we've got one called Under Your House. Is this a good one? I can't remember. I guess we're about to find out. Here's Under Your House by El Hombre.
Replacing the carpets in my basement, I noticed a hatch in the corner of the floor. So I lifted the latch and I opened the door. The hatch door opened, and to my amazement, there was a tunnel leading somewhere beneath my basement. Anticipation, my heart was racing, so I jumped in the hole in the corner of my basement. Under your house, calling from a tunnel, could you send me some food? My stomach starting to, there's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. Now I'm down in the hole that I just jumped in, and there's tunnels leading in every direction. It's like an underground city down here, so I'm hoping you could just lend me your ears. There's a big waterfall, old computers and cars. My phone's light's not so bright, but I found some cigars. They smell real nice, I think they're from Cuba. There's an old car down here, and the horn goes Aluga. Under your house, calling from a tunnel, could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. I I've been walking for a while and I'm feeling kinda nervous. When I finally got reception, my phone said I'm under your house. That's why I'm calling you, and I hope that you can help me find my way back home, or maybe send a canary. There's a guy down here and I think he's a hobo. He makes me suck his dick for release, no homo. There's a chest in the corner full of gold doubloons, so don't you call the cops, I don't trust those buffoons. I'm under your house, calling from a tunnel. Could you send me some food? My stomach's starting to crumble. There's a lot of stuff down here, I need you to help me. Take it to the surface and sell it on eBay. Got a broom handle I found and I'm banging around on the ceiling in the hopes that somebody... Oh wait, what's that sound? Oh no, robots. Oh shit.
Human threat exterminator. Oh yeah, you're a real winner there, aren't you, buddy?